Daylight saving time ends Sunday, November 3rd at 2 a.m. You're thinking, yay, yay, an extra hour of sleep. Or if you're me, you say, yay, yay, it's going to be light when I get up to go rowing. But did you ever wonder why we got daylight saving time in the first place? Our guest today says here in the U.S., the retail industry lobbied for it. Farmers opposed it. Joining us by phone, Michael Downing. He's author of Spring Forward, The Annual Madness of Daylight Savings Time. He also teaches creative writing at Tufts University, and it's saving time, not savings time. Michael Downing, thanks for being with me.
I'm happy to join you, Marcy.
Who thought up daylight saving time in the first place?
Well, like so many things he almost invented, Ben Franklin almost invented it in the middle of the 18th century when he was in Paris and noticed that people were sleeping through sunrise, which he considered a waste of daylight. And he proposed that the Parisians should fire off cannons to wake up their lazy citizens, an idea that didn't go over too well. It really wasn't until the 20th century, when the whole world was on clock time, that we could have daylight saving. And it was a Brit, William Willett, who was an outdoorsman, importantly to the story, a golfer, and just a lover of natural resources, who proposed time and again that the British go on daylight saving time, hoping that it would move people out of their houses at the end of the day if we gave them more sunlight. The problem he noticed was the same Franklin had seen. The sun rose so early in the summer, let's say at 5 o'clock, that people were sleeping and wasting an hour of this resource.
Oh, those layabeds.
That's where the project begins.
Layabeds. Well, Michael Downing, I hear the Germans adopted this out of the blue not that long afterward.
It was a humiliation to the British. It was World War One. The Germans had heard about the idea from Britain and decided to try it as an energy savings for the war effort. And they actually brag on it, saying that the British have been talking about it for years but have been unable to rouse themselves to a decision. And thus, the Brits, the very next year, Parliament adopts daylight saving, and within a year, Americans for the first time try an experiment with daylight saving, all under the rubric of saving energy for the war.
Well, so who was the big advocate on this side of the Atlantic?
Well, the big advocate here, since 1915, 3 years before we had our first experiment with it, was the Chamber of Commerce. What they had understood on behalf of retailers is that if you gave factory workers coming out of those factories sunlight, they would be much more apt to stop and shop on their way home. It's a truth that has held up across the last 100 years. Americans, when we give them light at the end of the day, really do go outside, and when we go outside, we spend more money.
Wait, we're not out playing golf?
Well, you know, we are playing golf, but here's the odd truth of it. That means if you give people that extra time to play golf, there are going to be more greens fees, there are going to be more golf ball sales, and there are going to be more equipment sales.
We
it's
like to
for retailers.
Shop when it's light. Michael Downing is with us. He's the author of Spring Forward, The Annual Madness of Daylight Savings, not Saving Time. I had always heard that it was an agricultural push, that farmers wanted daylight saving time.
Well, you're in good company. I was in the exact same position before I wrote the book. I grew up with the myth about farmers. I think because the proposition of losing or gaining an hour by sticking your finger into the face of a clock is so preposterous that we're confused about everything. The truth is, farmers were the only consistent lobby against daylight saving in the history of the country, and here's why. Farmers actually used morning sunlight. So in 1917, let's say, they had a sunrise, let's say, at 6 o'clock in the morning, 3 hours to get their crops to market. You turn the clocks ahead. Now they have only 2 hours of sunlight to do the same amount of work.
Wow.
It has always been a bane on the existence of farmers.
Does daylight saving time save energy?
Oh, if only we could squeeze energy savings out of our clocks, how much better the world would be. It has never saved a drop of oil. It has never saved a watt of electricity. In fact, as it turns out, as recent studies have shown over the past 10 years, daylight saving is an energy waster. Here's the problem. Americans really do leave their houses and go outside when we give them extra sunlight at the end of the day. But when we go to the ballparks and the malls, we don't walk. We get in our cars. Daylight saving, as the petroleum industry has always known, which is why it has long been a supporter of the project, increases gasoline consumption.
So aside from creating our modern consumer culture in the United States, what other benefits, if any, does daylight saving time bring us?
Well, there are a number. One is it really does push us out of our houses. And for those of us who live in the northern part of the northern hemisphere with long winters, a late summer sunset time is a genuine social benefit. So there are real pleasures to be, you know, associated with this project. And early in the 20th century, there was a scourge of children who were living in tenements, and one of the ideas was to push them out of the house and have them play outdoors and get sunlight. And it really did seem to be something that helped with the lowering of rates of tuberculosis and other communicable diseases. So there are some good sides to the story.
Now, I have to say, I like to get up very, very early in the morning. I'm a rower, and so I don't like daylight saving time at all, particularly this time of year. Is there any chance that we'll get rid of it?
The history tells us, in fact, the opposite is true. Since we got the first peacetime policy in 1966, every 20 years we've gotten one extra month of daylight saving. So we've now gone from 6 to 7 to 8 months of daylight saving. So my sense is we're headed toward more and more of this.
Well, then it's not even daylight saving time. It's something else. What are you going to do with your extra hours Sunday?
Well, what I'm going to do with my extra hour is, remember, it's not an extra hour. I'm just getting back what I lost, so I'm just going to call myself even, which by my lights is pretty good.
It sounds good to me. I'll be appreciating the daylight in the morning as well. Michael Downing is the author of Spring Forward, The Annual Madness of Daylight Saving Time. He teaches creative writing at Tufts University. Thank you very much for explaining to me the very interesting fact that it was retailers and not farmers who came up with this idea in the United States.
Well, I'm happy to have joined you.
It's The Record on KUOW, and a reminder to you, you do set your clocks back 1 hour before you go to bed Saturday night, the official change of time, 2 a.m. It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.
15 seconds. Universal time, 20 hours, 30 minutes, 20 seconds. U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock. At the tone, Eastern Daylight Time, 16 hours, 30 minutes, 30 seconds.